The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi.
We have a replacement host today. It's Michael. Michael's with us today. Say good morning. You got to talk because this is on the radio.
Hi.
Hi, Michael.
The wave was nice.
How are you?
Good.
You excited about T-ball?
Hi, Oscar.
Oh, hi, buddy.
Hi, Rob.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, Pony.
Hi. Aww.
And now the most important of all, Mike, Dan O'Brien.
Hi, Dan O'Brien.
Hi.
With the stage.
Hey, did you just get a haircut? You look sharp.
Well, I didn't get a haircut.
Oh, well, I think you look very nice. You're combing it well. Are you excited about T-ball?
Mom made my hair.
Well, she combs his hair. Can you sit up a little straighter? We were talking about T-ball before. Thank you, Mommy. The producer just leaned in.
Yeah, thanks for stopping in, Gilman.
Yeah, he's out of time.
He's got to go.
Got to wrap.
You want to say something? You got the microphone in your hand. You want to make a sound on the microphone?
Uh-huh.
You want to go bleh, bleh, bleh.
certain part of our audience loves it. You know what we've never... I don't think we've ever asked Michael... Michael, do you know
you
any
know,
songs?
I have enough money to buy a gun.
Jeez.
Remember, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
You know.
What goes on when we turn these mics off, Mike?
I believe you mean
he's a child.
The toy gun.
Yeah okay. Nice save.
At Bass
save.
Pro Shops.
But that,
at Bass Pro Shops.
I want to have guns, but I want a gun.
Yeah, but Daddy doesn't like guns.
Uh-huh, but I'm the only one who likes guns.
Can't you buy a gun?
Oh. Welcome to my world.
No, I never
do that. You don't want to do that? All right. Hey, I want to congratulate you, okay? Can I show this? Can you tell the guys what this is? Do you remember this from yesterday? You know what this is?
No.
That's your certificate. You know what you got it for?
Concealed carry?
You did something special. Can you hold it up? There it is.
Yes!
Hey, 1,000 books!
Oh, 1,000 books!
1,000 books!
Wow! You got 1,000 books. Woo!
Go, Michael.
You read 1,000 books because you're a smart boy, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and are you going to school in a minute?
No.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're going to school. Who are your friends at school?
Ryan.
Uh-huh. Who else? Anybody else? Who are your teachers?
Miss Linda.
Do you like Miss Linda? Can you sit up so we can see you on the camera? There you go. Miss Linda, who else? Who's your other
teacher? Is Miss Linda pretty?
Is she married?
Stop.
She was married by the army man.
Oh, she's married to the army man? That's wonderful.
He surveyed the scene.
Yeah, I bet he has a gun.
What's your favorite thing to do at school?
Play.
Play?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What are you going to... Are you be playing outside today?
Uh-huh.
Are the girls going to chase you?
Uh-huh.
Who are the girls that chase you?
Kylie and Hope and Bella.
Well,
oh,
Bella.
Oh, my gosh. Bella.
Okay, Bella.
They all chase you? Why do they chase you? Because you're so good looking?
Uh-huh, and I don't like it.
Yeah. Oh.
No one does.
Maybe if you let them catch you, you might like it.
No.
All right, I'm going to point to the screen. I'm going to point to the screen now, and I want to see if you can identify all the guys. What's his name? Which one is that? Which guy is that? You can say. You remember the names. You can guess. Oh, come on. That's Rob.
Rob.
Thank you.
With two B's.
Who's that? That's Oscar.
Oscar.
Yeah. Nice.
That's Pony Boy.
Pony.
Pony.
Pony, right. He knows.
And do you have to go to school now?
I don't. I think.
Can you say goodbye to our audience? Say goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. Say, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye, Michael. Hey, when you go to school, say hi to Bella.
And he's gone.
Have a good one.
Off like a shot.
He killed.
What's with him and the guns?
He likes toy guns like any boy likes toy guns, and I'm sort of ambivalent.
Boys, you know, with their toys.
Yeah. I mean, you go into Bass Pro Shops, and they have a lot of, you know, they want to encourage that culture so that they can feed it for the rest of their lives. And so, you know, they're,
you might
they're,
as well buy
toy
the,
guns everywhere.
Buy the toy gun. Otherwise, you're just going to use a stick and say it's a gun.
Well, yeah. You know, I feel like if I withhold the gun from him at this early age, you know.
He's going to love it.
They're going to get him anyways.
They're going to get
That's right. Gospel remember, according to Pony.
Hey, and remember, you know, but the thing is, you know, toy guns don't hurt people. Kids do.
Yeah. No.
So
toy guns kill toy
he's
people.
He's the only one that likes guns.
Yeah. He's fighting an uphill battle in that house.
You know, it's tough. It's tough, but it's my world. And, you know, I'm very frustrated because it's not. If it was up to me, he wouldn't have guns in the house. That's just the way I look at it. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have guns. We
squirt guns still weird.
Yeah, what about a squirt gun?
Well, squirt guns are problematic as well because they get the house wet. You know, we don't we don't linger outside.
Does your furniture grow when it gets wet?
What?
Does your furniture grow when it gets wet?
You know what? Mold grows, Oscar. Ah. But anyway, that was a little visit from Michael William, who and there it is today. Let me read the certificate because I was going to do this without him. Yes. Congratulations. This certificate is awarded to Michael, who has enjoyed reading 1,000 books presented on the 16th day of October in the year of our Lord, 2017. They didn't say year.
I was going to say, really? Yeah.
Having completed the 1,000 books before kindergarten program, Michael is now ready to shine in school, but we're going to redshirt him, so he's super, super lucky.
He maybe get 2,000 books by the time he starts school.
Yeah, it'll be very, very
plenty
exciting.
Of time.
So,
sure.
But it's not about us.
No.
Because it is the vignette this morning, and we're going to dive right in. So we have the rest of the show to do what we do, talk to you, because it's not about us. It's about you, ladies
it's
and gentlemen.
All about you.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about you.
Guns.
It's all about you.
Pistol.
All the time. All these things about you. It's all about you.
Rifle.
It's all about you.
Saving up for a gun.
I'm the only one who likes guns.
There they go. Oh, it's 8:15. Leaving a little early? Going by the donut shop? Okay, have a great one. Hey, like those shades, dude. See you later. All right. Start a little early taping on the Michael
Miller
show.
Yeah,
I was looking out
that,
my window.
You.
I'm sorry. Hey, Rob writes this.
No, I don't.
It's sometimes, okay.
This is all just, from your head.
I think it's really, but you know, you don't get the emails I do. You know,
can't you be a little nicer to him?
They're all from my mother.
Well, I'll read what you wrote. All hey, right. Fathead. Yes, you, Rob.
What?
Do we have any gifts, you dimwit?
Yes, we do, Mike. We've got some challenge coins for you.
Oh, very exciting.
Chris has sent these. These are from the USDAO in Seoul, Korea. They are a defense attaché service, an arm of the Department of Defense. Two challenge coins from Chris for you that we'll mail down. This is the one.
That's wonderful. Save them and mail them up north. That's where I keep them all up there.
This is the one that is kind of neat, but you might have a problem with. This was given, I would say anonymously, a guy that met up with me at the Tuscarora football game.
Oh, you meet the only the best people.
Did he key your car?
No, he didn't write dirty words on my car. United States Marine Corps, and I believe it is the division is 452. This is the only Marine Corps division that has ever been granted permission by Steinbrenner to use the New York Yankees logo.
But
it is so cool. He also sent two patches for you. But the challenge
those
coin
are
is
Yankee
pretty
patches.
Yeah, but they're for the 70. The
Yankees!
They're for this division of the United States Marine Corps. You don't hate America,
playoff
do you?
No, I
don't
baseball hate America. Baseball no. team, Mike.
We'll
I don't hate
up.
America, but and the Yankees were in my
they're,
show.
They're America's team, aren't they?
Really no, great. They are not America's
I
team.
I think they might
America.
Be.
And all Mike, these are actually one of... I mean, these are some of the coolest coins
yeah,
I've
that's
ever seen.
Pretty damn cool.
I will add them
damn,
to the collection.
You can
son.
Always put it, Mike, you can always put it a Marine Corps logo out.
Well, you know, the little guy you just had on the show is going to get that collection. That's going to be one of the things I give to him when I leave the earthly plane. So I thought that...
So pretty soon.
Yeah, pretty soon. Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that.
I can sell my coins for my guns.
That's wonderful. By the way, speaking of gifts.
Yeah.
The booze.
Specifically, the Grand Marnier. Where is it?
It's on the way. Adrian sent it. I bet he didn't send it priority, but I know he sent it.
I'm dying to get that. Just wondering how long. Where is Adrian around, or what? Is he not in today?
No, I think he's at the hotel doing being a hotelier.
I want my booze.
This comes from a Janet Wood of Rochester, New York. She was so taken with our bit about Bing Crosby ice cream, she mailed me an unused carton container of actual Bing Crosby vanilla ice cream. This
is that is seriously almost worthy of framing and putting in the studio.
It is beautiful. So thank you.
Isn't that the kind of keepsake that we ought to just put up on the wall? That's fantastic.
Actually, you know what? Because it is unused, it has never actually been, you know, turned into a container. It's all about the size of like a butter box if you were to get a pound of butter.
Probably worth something these
days. And so it folds. So yeah, I'll put this in a frame. We can put it up in the studio.
Save it for a frame now.
Hey, you know what they say about Bing Crosby ice cream?
No bruises.
You can't beat it.
Hey, Pony Boy. Hope you didn't handle your little league baseballs like that carton you just dropped. Hey, yes, sirree, Butterfingers. Hey.
I think that was the other guy.
Yeah, it was big Pops.
Oh, the other guy. Boo.
Well, between the two of us, we're very, very athletically inclined. Yeah.
Well, does that mean now I get to go to the rest of the... Oh, happy birthday. Yes, sirree.
Please.
All right. Pony Boy's taking a picture of Bing Crosby ice cream.
Vanilla ice cream.
Vanilla ice cream made from all the wondrous flavors of the world. Boo.
Look at it. It's pure white, just like Nathaniel's skin before I beat the hell out of him.
Hey, I didn't beat Nathaniel. I'd straighten out my ways. It was Gary that took the brunt of my anger. Boo.
Forgot also the twins.
Okay. Hey, let's dive into the mailbag right now. Dear TMOS crew, just so I don't appear to be a sea wife, I'd like you to give a shout out to my husband, Ed Scott.
Hi,
who will be celebrating 12 years as my better half. It's kind of an interesting way of putting it, don't you think?
Ed Scott, was he one of the Joy Boys?
Joy Boys.
Hi there. That's Willard Scott. Okay. There's no other person I'd rather annoy for fun or raise three crazy boys with. Thanks, Jamie Scott. I don't know why I'm reading the mailbag as Bing, but now it's on the brain.
I love it, man.
P.S. He did send flowers for our anniversary. Oh, that's good. Okay,
sure.
So thank you very much. Dear Oscar, next letter says, my girlfriend of 4 years is currently 15 weeks pregnant with our first bevy. We are finishing building a house together, and we are very secure in our relationship. However, when we just started talking about names for the baby, we ran into a major snag. Since we are not married, she is insisting that we hyphenate our child's last name rather than letting the baby have only my last name. That is a warning sign.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I keep telling her that it's tradition to have the baby keep the father's last name, but she insists that we are not married and we are living in a different world now. This is not cool with me. What do I do? I'm going to jump in on this one. What do I do? Thanks in advance, Nick from Vermont. Nick, what you do is you make her an honest woman and make that child legitimate.
Yes, you don't want a bastard.
No, but she insists that we are not married and we are living in a different world now. That is... No, but the fact is, get married. Solve the problem. Give the kid your last name. Come on.
I would say the opposite. Hold off, son. The hyphenation, not that big a deal if you don't have to deal with any legal fees or weddings or marriages. Really.
Are you saying that we are a part of the hyphenation?
I'm just saying she's going to hyphenate regardless. Hold off for the legal duties. You take care of that baby, but if she gets fat, you can leave her.
Mm-hmm.
Here.
That's Oscar. Mike's point of view is, Nick, you're no better. You're no better than those cave dwellers that wrote on walls. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Here.
What, was she down by the water hole and you just came up and back of her and ding-a-ding-a-ding-a, baby? That's the way, that's what happened?
What was that movie? That old
Quest
that movie.
For
Quest for Fire.
Quest for Fire.
Yeah.
It's a great scene, isn't it?
Yeah. For some reason, it stuck with me.
It stuck with you because it stuck with all men and boys when we watched it.
Yeah.
Because
you looked at that. The movie was only 20 seconds long because that's all I remember.
You look at it and you say, if that's the way it used to be.
Yeah.
You know, that the woman would go down to the watering hole and drink, and then guy could just come up in back of her and kablaga.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good thing.
Why not
anyway,
now?
He says, P.S., for what it's worth, my last name is way better than hers. Mine is Lawrence, and hers is Doyle. Yuck. This seems like a problem relationship.
Doyle-Lawrence.
How about this? How about a compromise?
Lawrence Doyle.
Name the baby O'Mara.
I think that's nice.
Right? Also, Mike,
Oscar O'Mara.
If you love her, marry her.
Yeah, it sounds to me, Oscar, like she's giving him a hard time.
See you, good Lord.
Perhaps she may be fishing for the ring.
You know what?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you love something, set it free. If it loves you, Sting, it will come back. And if it doesn't,
that.
It never was.
Okay, I get it. Daniel Tichy writes, on October 27th, my wife and I will embark on a two-week cruise to celebrate with fruit fritters. My wife and I will embark on a two-week cruise to celebrate our 20th anniversary. We will leave San Diego and traverse the Panama Canal, visiting several ports of call before arriving at Galveston on November 10th.
Galveston!
Galveston! It's a fan-damn-tastic trip planned by my super awesome wife, Stacy. So, why the advance notice? Well, I've refrained from listening to TMOS since October 12th, so I can bank a ton of shows. I love it when people do this.
Yes.
It's cool. Regular and bonus, and then binge listen on the trip. These letters are the one thing that tells me that we have to be doing something right. Because when people binge, that means that listening to this show, one after the other, after the other, after the other, is the single thing people enjoy digesting more.
Yeah.
Books, television, movies, this is numero uno. That's why, because they're actually doing it when they are on a trip.
Sure.
I think it's fantastic. Here's the thing. My wife's only flaw is that she isn't a TMOS listener.
Boo!
Gross.
Boo!
In fact, she gets irritated that my son and I can't say the word face normally. Or that we constantly say that we are in the know. If Mike reads this letter, I will play it for her as we're sipping rum drinks in Cabo with our toes in the sand. It'll be a nice surprise for someone who tolerates me. She's the best wife ever, and I'm one lucky some bitch. Well, let me see. All right, hold on. Does he have the name of the wife?
Doesn't mention it.
Stacy, he put it in there. Stacy, make everybody happy in the family. Listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. We have many, many women that love this show.
Yeah.
A lot of women that don't give us the really good listen, like one or two shows,
yeah,
kind of think that this is a male misogyny land.
It's not
here. No, we have lots of ladies.
A lot of hyphenated women.
Yeah, maybe she's drinking too many rum drinks.
You know what? Perhaps she is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? Or maybe she's not drinking enough.
I would say the ratio is wrong somewhere.
If anything, we've been trying to break that glass ceiling with you, ladies.
We have. Absolutely. Cabo Cabo. Gentlemen, I recently turned my colleague on to the podcast during a lengthy car trip together. He was quite impressed by the TMOS app, particularly the live stream, the call button, and the push notifications. I gave him some background on the show and each of the principals to help familiarize him with the podcast. I'm curious, though, as to how many episodes one should go back to start listening, given the changes in the format of the show, the personalities, and the huge number of inside references. Sounds like we change every day. We've had this incarnation of the show. Do we know how many years the three of us have been doing this show?
Well, December 7th, 2009.
Well, no, that's
episode.
The whole show. I'm talking about the three of us.
Incarnation. I would have to guess May 23rd, 2013.
Thank you, Rob. Keep up the funny Jeff Heller.
Wow.
Oh, based
nice
on Rob's
guess.
Conversation earlier, I don't know why he knows that date. Anyway.
The grass needs cutting.
Guys. We had wanted to upgrade our mattress for some time. Oh, boy. I'm a bigger guy, and I snore a lot, and I have awful back pain from our old mattress. We heard a lot of great things from Mike about his Sleep Number mattress. My wife, Jennifer, finally convinced me to go into the store and check one out. Going through the different mattresses, we settled on the adjustable P6 in the king-size split top, good choice, so that she can sleep while I stay up. It was a major purchase, to be sure, but Mike convinced us to check it out, and I'm very happy we did. The first thing I told our sleep professional, Carlos, was that the Mike O'Mara Show brought us into the store. That's
the way to do it.
Yes.
I can't even begin to tell you how much that means to us in the show. Keep up the good work. We love the show. Jennifer was so happy that her birthday greeting got read this year and couldn't wait to listen to that episode and has been a listener ever since. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
And that's thank you also to Michael Costello in Wichita, Kansas, where we sold a Sleep Number bed.
Love it.
I think that is very, very exciting. And by the way, it is a wonderful product. I tweaked my back earlier this week, brought the Sleep Number setting two nights ago, up to 100 to the max. It's like a board. It's super, super firm. Problem solved. Woke up this morning feeling fantastic.
Amazing.
I love that product. Hi, boys. My 60-second trip around the sun started last Saturday on the 14th of October. I don't have any impression hoops for Mike to jump through. I just like a mention. Thanks, Gordon J. Glorfield. What a cool-ass name.
Glorfield?
Glorfield. Glorfield. Glorfield.
Glorfield.
Thank you.
I love it.
There you go. Not much more than that. Enjoy your trip around the sun. And moving right along. At the beginning of TMOS number 1867, or is this... What?
Yeah, this is a new letter. It's a new letter.
Okay. In the beginning of TMOS number 1867, I nearly lost it when Mike started playing one of my all-time favorite clips, the putting on the Ritz scene from Young Frankenstein, substituting himself for the brilliant doctor... and Rofo for the monster. Normally, I would have reacted by unhinging my jaw and laughing along with the gang, but at that moment, I had just boarded a company shuttle loaded with unfamiliar coworkers.
Oh, no.
That's just a great sentence, isn't it?
Yeah.
I boarded a company shuttle loaded with unfamiliar coworkers who don't know me or the podcast. Out of a desire to preserve my budding career and not wishing to be seen as an immediate candidate for a straitjacket, this guy can write, I could only hug my head to my heaving chest and weep silent tears of joy.
Wow.
I am a proud bonus show subscriber. No sucking sounds here, and try to make all Amazon purchases via your show's website. Thank you, David of Dublin, California. David, you sound like an English major. You know how to write. And our final, I hold in my hand the final letter.
Hi-oh! Yes. Hi-oh.
I must offer belated congratulations to Oscar and Shannon. And deepest sympathies to the Spiewak family. Rob's stepdad sounded like an awesome guy. Hey, well, Rob did a good job of doing that.
Real quick, we had the visitation last night, and I'd like to thank the TMOS Elite Whiskey Society for sending flowers.
I was
flabbergasted.
Wonderful.
And Sue Fedor, who drove all the way in to offer her condolences. Thank you, Sue. Very generous.
That's terrific. I must also send myself a belated birthday wish. And no, my wife wasn't forgetful. She just doesn't get it. I will not be asking for an impression, a trip to the store from Rob, or one of Oscar's multitude of gingerbread man voices. Instead, I ask my fellow listeners to buy a bonus show subscription. It's a treat for you and helps keep the show going, and I swear there are days where TMOS is the sole highlight of my day. TMOS will make sure you smile and laugh even when you weren't in the mood. So, won't you please help this old guy smile and buy a subscription? I like it when people do their own ads.
Yeah, exactly.
Jimmy Taylor of Anchorage, Alaska, P.S., has Larry King called Oscar's mom to offer his congratulations yet? Might be a reason Rob put this at the end.
We have a bonus show coming up. Might be time to fire up the old telephone.
Hello, Mrs. Amayos.
Oh, that will be fun.
Are you happy they're all married off? Anyway, that's all, Rob. Start the show, you hop.
Throughout history, great men and women have had a little extra. Extra personality. Extra spunk.
I hate spunk.
And even extra hilarity. They've even had, let's just say, a little more to love. Thanks to those that have given us pleasure.
Cake, cookies, pies,
there's a place for us. That's why there's a TMOS Ladies and Gentlemen of Larger Carriage fan page. Follow us on Facebook today. And Gary Stein, if you're listening, we'd buy a t-shirt. But you don't have any in our size.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, the best of O'Mara.
Ladies and gentlemen, speaking of drafting and speaking of fantasy football, it's time to go to Pahrumph, Nevada, and speak to the number one handicapper and prognosticator, at least of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes.
He is the man, he is the legend, he is Nicky Diamond, he is living in a group home with college students.
Yes.
Hi, Nicky!
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing?
We're doing great, Nicky. Always a pleasure to talk with you, and always a pleasure to listen to your prognostications. I must tell you, you know I call you out when I'm not 100% happy. You called the Giants being your big pick of the week, and unfortunately that was your Merle, and the Giants did not rally, Nicky. I was very, very frustrated. That's my team, and I think the fat lady has sung for the season for the New York Giants.
Well, Mike, I mean, I said they would cover the point spread. I thought they'd win the game, but they did cover, and, you know, I'm a betting man. At the end of the day, you make a bet, you go up to the window, and you cash that bet. So I call that a win. Sorry, you're 0-4, but I made some money, baby.
Oh. Wow. Why, he's sports number
dick.
One handicapper.
What
a hump, but he is. He is the number one sports
bet money. Thank you, Merle.
They did cover the spread, didn't
yeah,
they?
Sure. Yeah,
last minute field goal. Nikki, great to hear you once again. And how are you doing? How is the prognosticator? Are your picks coming true in most cases this season?
Well, I got off to a little bit of a slow start, but a true gambler, when you lose, you double up the next week. You lose, you double up. You lose, you double up. And when you win, you just hit it big. So right now I am up, and I am flying high, baby.
You know what?
He
you
sounds good.
You sound
big
energetic.
Winner. Sounds
and
happy.
I have to wonder whether the energy is coming from the fact that maybe you're getting into the spirit of living in the group home with all of the different college students as a 50-year-old man.
Yeah, I'm getting in the spirit of making some money and getting the hell out of here. So.
Oh, you are, okay. It's not going that well,
Nicky? Do you wonder? It's a grind, Mike. I try to be out as much as possible. I'm out right now. I'm still.
What's the biggest problem with living in the group home?
They're very messy. I mean, maybe it's just me, but if you see trash cans in the trash, coming out of the trash, maybe you take the bag, you pick it up, you throw it outside. How much more trash does it have to be before you think maybe that you have to get full? I'm sorry.
Nicky, calm down. Nicky, calm down for a second. Nicky, I have to ask you, Nick.
Why did you get some bait? I don't understand. It's right there. They're right next to each other.
I understand. I understand.
The
Nicky.
Dishwasher Nicky. Is right by the cupboard, Mike.
Nikki, have you taken any of these lads under your wing? Because you know, I mean, I think you said four or five of them that are living in this house. Are there any of these young men that that in any way connect with you? That show that maybe you have a fatherly influence with? That's a stretch. I know
it
that.
Is.
Are there? Do you like any of the kids that are in this house?
I hate them. They don't even watch football. They watch the X Games or something. I don't. Skateboarding is not a sport. The motorcycle. Get out of here.
So you're this is very early for Pahrump, Nevada. Where do you normally go when you are you in your car? Where are you calling us from when you go to get out of the group house early in the morning? What places do you visit?
Well, right now I'm actually my buddy Stan is having a little bit of issue with the old lady, so I've been hanging out over his place.
Stan, how do you know Stan?
Stan.
How do you know him? How do you know him?
I know. Oh, he's just a guy around the way. We see each other at casinos. He's a gambling guy. He's over at beautiful Lakeside Casino and RV Park. Very nice place for us.
Casino and RV Park.
Broke.
Stosh having a little problem on the marital front, Nikki.
Yeah, but you know what? I gotta tell you guys, this kind of thing that's rejuvenated me. I've been playing this draft.com play draft.
He finally, ladies and gentlemen, we have a first today.
Yes.
Nikki Diamond is actually mentioning one of our sponsors and not Pawn World or some of the other places.
No, but. I like to think of them as the Pawn World of fantasy football draft. Reliable.
Yeah.
You like a king.
I'm sure they'll appreciate that. Let's get right to the games, Nikki Diamond. Thank you. You know,
your
lay
picks.
On us your picks for this week, Mr. Diamond.
Real quick, this draft is costing me $8. I will be reimbursed for this crime.
Yes, of course.
We'll send you a check.
Thank you. I'll put it on the tab. You know what? I think for my diamond pick of the week, Ben Roethlisberger has been off to a slow start. I feel like here he's finally going to hit him up. He and Antonio Brown have been struggling with their cohesion, but I feel like after that blow-up last week, they're going to come back strong against Jacksonville at home. Ben Roethlisberger will have 3 touchdown passes. Light him up!
Nice! and of course, now it's the tradition. We have to ask you, that's your pick of the week. Do you have a Merle? Do you have a sure thing
sure
for
thing,
us this
yeah.
week?
Oh, I do. It's a tradition unlike any other. The green jacket of sexuality. Rolling on, baby. The they're at home. They should be 4-0. They play great at home. They're only giving up 1 point to the Carolina Panthers. Cam Newton just made a fun of a female reporter saying she doesn't know football. Kieran, you wear rompers. You don't know diddly. The Lions are out. Gives a 1. You don't even need it. The Detroit Lions will win. Going your way. It's the Burrow. It's Money in the Bank. You can't lose.
My God, the energy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you, Nikki. Take care. Say hi to Stan for us. That's wonderful. That's great at the RV park.
Yeah, yeah. We all made dollars.
There he goes. That's Nikki Diamond, ladies and gentlemen.
And I understand that, you know, when you don't take out the trash, it's such a drag.
He seems to be, you know, when you ask him whether he likes any of the kids at the group house and he says not a one, he hates them all. That's a very, very difficult situation. Listen, I mentioned it before we came into the break, but a little stress in the Florida panhandle, apparently another one in this, like, orgy of hurricanes that we are having this season
unprecedented,
in the United
right?
States. Yeah, and now they're saying, what, a Cat 1, 75, 85 mile an hour winds, maybe near the panhandle, maybe near our friends in Alabama. Mm. So, you know, and close to New Orleans as well, you know, where we're going to be heading. It's just, it's relentless. And I guess it's the warm water. That's what's causing a lot of this stuff. But what's strange about a hurricane, you know, I always envision hurricanes starting off the coast of Africa. They move across the Atlantic and they go south. They go west, they go north, but I'm not accustomed to seeing a tropical development start over Nicaragua, and then it's going to do a beeline to the northeast, which is, I mean, that's, I'm not familiar with hurricanes traveling.
Usually
sure
they hit
examples
Mexico.
Of it.
Yeah. Usually they hit Mexico.
Right on.
Yeah, they keep chugging along, right?
Yeah. Well, no, they usually hit Mexico and then they die off over the mainland, but there are times, and Mike, it's not that you're not accustomed to it, but now that it's happened to you twice, essentially,
you are living it.
And by the way, you become a connoisseur of the meteorologists. And we got them down here and we got them on the national level. The national people that I've railed against, okay? This is how they will cover that, all right? A new hurricane developing in the Gulf of Mexico. The Gulf Coast should beware. I'll have details in 2 hours for you. That's the way.
2 hours?
That's the way the unscrupulous do it. Let me tell you how they do it with another guy. And I'm sorry I don't have his name, but another
Top
one of my
shot.
Buddies down here on
Bill
Week
Kamal.
News. Down here. No, like one of, from the station of that guy that we interviewed.
Okay? Oh, okay. All right.
This guy comes in within 30 seconds, he says. This hurricane will be tracking far to the west. We don't perceive it to be any threat to the southwestern area of Florida. And he says it within 10 seconds, which, of course, violates all the there's a second gunman rules. You know,
right.
I just, God, I just wish there'd be the old school. Just tell us, give us some facts as you know them. And why do you tweak it up? It's all this zone of trying to instill fear in people. And by the way, if it's a Cat 1 heading up to the panhandle, that's plenty fear enough. You don't need to, you know, why don't you focus on fear or at least preparing people for where you think the thing might hit? You don't need to be cryptic and use, I think it's unethical to tease with something that affects thousands, hundreds of thousands of lives. If you have an opportunity to pass along some facts that you have that will influence whether people make arrangements, make plans, I don't think you dick with it and use it as a tease for your upcoming weather.
You were out and about last night. Is there a feeling of fear because of it? Do you
a
think
cat
are they stirring something up?
What they just went
understood, but it's still bad news.
No.
Right?
Let me explain how this works. You hear tropical depression, and you immediately, the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. You hear hurricane in the Gulf, and you drive as fast as you can to find a news source and get the information as soon as you can. People are in Texas, and people in Florida, and people in the Caribbean. You say that word now, and it's immediately terrifying.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I do. Oscar's 100% right that I'm down here living this now, and you think of it totally differently. And I'm glad to speak for people that live down here. I don't think you play when it comes to hurricanes and weather like that, I don't think you play with the same
when
rules.
Are you driving up to DC?
Yeah, we can't wait to see you.
when they dig up the cable, that's when I'll be doing it. I'll be making another trip up there. No, I just think, you know, it falls into that same category of let's just try to be responsible and helpful.
Sure.
And do all that thing. And, you know, the guys down here, I say it again, it's Wink News. I'm giving them a plug. They do not advertise on the Mike O'Mara Show, but these guys are really almost, well, there's one lady I'm not a real big fan of, but they do a pretty decent job. That's not misogyny. She's the lady that just doesn't really get it. That's all.
Is
that's
she
the
blonde?
Only thing. No, she's not.
Oh,
no, she's
how not. About that?
No. No, she's, is she, that's for me. Is she only there for a cup of coffee going to next market?
Not really.
Stopping
sure.
by.
Yeah.
She looks like she really looks like kind of a combination of Shora Abdigdu
From
Penelope Cruz.
From what was it? From 24? The mother from 24?
Yeah.
Do you have another cigarette?
Ashdoglu, I think her last name was.
Ashdoglu.
Shora Ashdoglu. Uh-huh.
She's wonderful.
She was chewing on a cinnamon stick.
There I go, dwelling on the negative again.
All right, all right, all right. It's me, Matthew McConaughey. What's up? I'm just chilling, having a cold one, and getting ready to run for governor of Texas. I live in Austin. All right. I know that everything this dude needs for a great campaign is available at the TMOS Shopping Center. Flags, bunting, yard signs, buttons, also bongos, shell necklaces, body oils, water pipes, but no shirts. All right. So don't forget to shop Target and Walmart at MikeOMaraShow.com. Come in the booth. Vote Matt. It's where it's at. I'll run the state smoother than a Texas drawbridge. And if you want to know my platform, I am remarkably centrist because you don't want your government to be all right, all right, all right.
The best of O'Mara.
Hey, everybody. How you doing, Mike O'Mara? I am a psychological mess. That's right, everybody. I got so many demons, it's not even funny. You wouldn't believe it. Absolutely insane. That's okay. It's the ABCs of me. Not going to prevent me from doing a great show. And it's not going to prevent me from going to New Orleans, Louisiana in just a little over a week's time to see all those good people. We'll see you in New Orleans.
Oh, it's over?
I had to start. Yeah, well, I had to start with a little, I had to start with a little music.
That'll cleanse the palate.
Yeah.
You know, because the fact is that I was talking to the guys right before the show, and you'd be surprised. You know, I come in here, and we have some laughs, and everybody's kind of chill and relaxed and having a good time, but really, when I shut that microphone off, my real day begins. Oh, does it? Yes, sirree. Strange times in the old homestead. And when I tell you about it later on in today's broadcast, you're not going to believe how pathetic I am. That's right. Totally, completely pathetic. And you won't have any sympathy for me. And I call that a big win. Like the light. Right, I'm sorry. Hi. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good afternoon.
It's great. We are beginning as each day goes by, ladies and gentlemen, to get more and more and more excited about our annual conclave in New Orleans, Louisiana. We do this once a year, be it Reno, be it Washington, D.C. Now it's going to be New Orleans, and we are super, super excited about the upcoming live show at the House of Blues in New Orleans on Saturday night, November 4th. I can't believe it's here.
So we close. Certainly prepared. So very close.
Have we ever promoted a show a year in advance?
No. Mm-mm.
This is the first time. We will not be, and here's a surprise for you. We will not be promoting another show a year in advance. We're going to be a little more reasonable about the window.
You teased that when you were on the Americast that you made yourself crazy by giving yourself a year to promote this.
Yeah, well, it's just, I'm impatient, and when we decide we're going to do a live show, I want to establish it and get it rolling and do all that.
What we need to do now is a pop-up show.
Yes.
Where it just happens.
In a storefront.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Halloween. Kanye West in his shoes.
Or a Halloween store.
Oh, yeah.
Just all of a sudden it does.
Know this, listening audience.
Coming
Oscar
soon.
Oscar Santana, busy at work, honing and refining and negotiating and
multiple options.
Yeah,
we'll have some options. Yes. We got a lot going on.
Puerto Rico,
Singapore,
2019.
Puerto Rico, that's funny.
That's funny. The theater has solar panels.
Are we part of the relief package? Are they sending us
comic
there?
Relief?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. They're sending us there to bring up
what,
morale.
One of my neighbors, and this is the God's honest truth.
Yes.
I'm walking Santos yesterday. He goes, "Is that Santos?" He's like a celebrity. No one knows who I am.
Right.
And I said, "Yes." And he goes, "Oh, I'm so-and-so's father." And he's here from Puerto Rico. He's a gynecologist that had to leave Puerto Rico because...
Got to be a joke in there somewhere.
Yeah, there is.
I know.
Because there is no power to 80% of that island still.
Yeah.
Right.
Right?
Mm. Like they, Maria sure could have used a pelvic exam. Am I right, ladies? I'm sorry.
I can never talk about anything.
I'm so sorry.
As soon as I said gynecologist...
Luckily, I was in the eye of the storm.
Never mind.
Oh. I want to tell you.
Oh, wow. That's some wild stuff.
That is. That is too wild. We send our best.
So, it is Tuesday.
Thanks.
And
nice save. Yeah.
Send we all know our what that best. Means. Yeah.
Yes.
Is this mailbag day?
It is. It's not about us.
It's about you. We're
That's
not going
right.
to fluff our gums anymore.
About you.
Yeah, everybody. All about you.
It's all about you.
Gyno.
It's all about you.
Ecologist.
All the time. All these things that I do.
You do.
It's all about
you.
You. It's all about you.
All of the time.
Cat for budgie. Sorry. That's it. No
Your
more
copay
jokes.
Will be $1 billion.
Hey, before we start, hey, Brainless, do yes. we have any gifts, Fathead?
Yes, actually, Oscar has a few gifts to share with us today.
The Foreigner's here, and I'll let, I'll let Rob start with this,
oh,
if you don't mind.
Letter. It's a letter, Mike.
Yes.
Okay,
and it says, hi, Rob, finally got Michael's gift. It's on its way, but had a little trouble with health, so I'm still here. So these are long-awaited gifts from when Michael was born.
Little Michael.
And it comes from Adeline.
Isn't
sweet
that
Adeline.
Sweet?
Can we describe? Because I
This is a lobster in a tub, Mike.
A wind-up toy.
Where he can act, the little lobster swims in the tub while he's taking a bath.
He'll still do that.
Yeah.
He's four. He'll still do
that.
That's
book.
One. Thank you.
It says, A Day at the Seashore. Isn't that sweet?
Oh, that's sweet. Too. That
reminds me of the books when I was a kid.
I told you he's read over 1,000 books.
Right? Well, now it'll be 1,001 because it's a little golden book.
He's terrific.
Pirate stickers!
Oh, pirate stickers. That's perfect for tomorrow night's Trunk or Treat show.
There's a little a satchel here with pirate money and pirate gold.
Yeah, pirate loot.
Oh, see, my you're not God. Gonna be able to get, you're not going to be able to get that
Mike,
to me overnight.
Well, we can try.
No, that's all right.
It's no? It's stickers of the sea. Sparkly stickers. Nothing better for a kid
stickers.
Than
stickers.
Stickers of the sea. It sounds like the worst store at the mall.
Stickers of the sea.
And then at the very bottom.
Oh, my God. At the very bottom, we've got a quilt that she made with her own hands.
Oh, my
and it's
God.
Beautiful.
It's actually a treasure map.
Follow the map. And you
that
will find
is
the treasure.
So beautiful.
Show the other
God.
Side. Other side too is beautiful.
Oh that's spectacular. Oh my God, that's gorgeous.
Yeah, and that's from Adeline.
Adeline, that is absolutely one of the nicest things I've ever got. What a beauty. Hey, come
nice
on, stop
soft.
Rubbing
your face.
Face.
He's rubbing
soft.
It on his
it's nice
face.
And soft.
Jesus, Oscar, God.
Pirate themed gift.
That is so beautiful. That
so
is
so sweet.
Put them all in a bag.
It's a nice
to me.
Bounty.
By the way, Adrian stole the booze because I haven't
it,
received
it. It hasn't
the booze
arrived yet.
Here.
He told me
no.
it's en route.
No.
Where
is he? When is he coming in?
Do anything with drugs or alcohol.
Well, he's actually done very well mailing in the past. He's in on Thursday, so we
Well, what is the deal? You told me 2 weeks ago he was sending stuff.
And he told me the last time he was in, it was in the air. It was en route.
Somebody get a hold of him.
Medellin?
No, to your home in Florida. To your home in Florida.
Well, it's not here, so what does that tell you? What do you have there, Oscar?
Hey, fatheads, more gifts.
Oh, more gifts. Okay, very, very good.
I'm the only fat head here. Okay.
Me like gifts. No, my head's pretty fat.
Is it?
I think
what's your size?
Well, if I go into a like a golf store and put on the one size L/XL hats,
yes,
I got about a 10% chance they're going to fit. Usually, they're not going to be big. A
lot of play in
by
hat
the way,
size.
XL heads. You know that is no more an XL hat.
Oh,
than,
I know.
I mean, why don't they make XL for fat heads?
That's what we need hats for the big and tall man store.
Yes, absolutely.
This is from Olney, Maryland.
Yes, and it's okay, a guy.
Hey, that's your stomping.
Yes,
his
O-town.
Neck of the woods.
My home.
Right. Rob's opening up the box.
Zion Studio and onlyprint.com is where it's from.
Oh, it's Christian Johnson. Thank you so much. He has sent us gifts in the past, Mike.
He's a professional printer guy.
For all your printing needs.
Okay.
He has, oh, look at this. A poster, a mixology poster.
Oh, the metrics of making a proper drink.
Look at that. That's a lot of fun. Pony, you can put that on your wall.
Okay.
Can you hold that up for Dan O'Brien? Hold that up for Mike.
Thanks, Dan. Make yourself
useful. Thank you, Dan. Take your time. No worries. All right. Let's. Oh, look at this.
Oh, these look like frameables.
Oh,
it's the Spanish poster of Viva Las Vegas. With the very hot Anne Margaret, and
Rob, that can go. You can frame that. That can go in your house.
That'll go in my Elvis bathroom.
Oh, right in the bathroom.
Yes.
Nothing says. Oh, that's great. Thank you, Dan. Nothing says gratitude more than putting a picture up in your bathroom.
Hey, when you have an Elvis themed bathroom, it's actually high praise.
Here we go.
Did I tell you that when I sold my bar, the guy that bought it eventually was a Yankee fan, and he and I had left one of my Red Sox prints with the bar when I sold it, and he put it in his bathroom.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
That's awesome. Oh,
Reefer Madness, that's a movie.
That must be for Adrian.
Yeah, who's somewhere out on 95 now driving some booze down.
Yeah.
And another mixology poster. Thank you so much.
We will send you one of the mixology posters, Mike. They're
that's
very,
wonderful.
Very cool.
Are we done with the gifts now?
We are. That is the that's the
send
all the presents.
More gifts.
We love packages.
What was that, Rob?
That is the that's the end of the gift train, is what I wanted to say.
The gift train.
I said, is that the end of it? And you went, send him a puppy.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. Hey, happy first birthday to Zoe Ann Black, daughter of David and Elizabeth Black. A happy belated birthday goes out to John Cooper, who turned 27 years old on Saturday. Time sure flies when you're having fun. Or not. On Saturday the 21st, Mark Kaplan. You guys are hearing me okay?
We hear you perfectly.
Your little TV screen is dancing up a wild, wild storm today. On Saturday the 21st, Mark Kaplan entered his 58th year of life. Hey, mine too. And is now officially a man at 58. A man the same age as me, secure in the knowledge that he still has the two good hips that God gave him at birth. Thanks for throwing that in. And mine's hurting this week.
What a dick.
Appreciate that. First letter says, hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
I write today, not with a request for a birthday greeting, nor am I throwing a gold ducat into the roulette wheel of funny voices. I'm only writing to celebrate Samantha Deshefsky, who was just announced one of Washingtonians' top doctors of 2017.
Whoa! Nice!
Not only is she a TMOS listener and uses the grease man to keep her kids in line, the waddle doodle photo story.
Remember that from 2 weeks ago?
Waddle doodle.
Yeah.
Waddle doodle. She's a doctor, too. Congratulations, Samantha. Well, that's a wonderful honor to be a top doc in Washingtonian. Used to pick my docs out that magazine quite often. Elisha Frumpkin, who is not a doctor, so it's a friend. listener Brian O'Donnell shares this amazing fact. Happy 105th birthday tomorrow to Jack Kent Cook, who was born only 6 months after the Titanic sank on October 25th, 1912, and he's no longer with us.
No, he has passed.
The squire's long good, but in honor of him, let me just say, lay with me. Lay with me.
One of my favorite quotes.
Yes, that's wonderful. Good day, gentlemen. Several months ago, I wrote Mike and Rob a message on Facebook sending my deepest gratitude to them for always being there for those who are essentially strangers to them and providing relief when it is most needed. Some time ago, my wife and I lost two pregnancies. Oh, that's a kick. Ah, it's terrible. Within 8 months of each other. Very, very sad. The show got me through it all by keeping me laughing every day. Well, we Italians never give up or surrender. Except in every major war in the world. And once again, in Cousin Luigi voice, hey, my boys are swimming to that egg so good. That's it. The swimmers do the job. And the great little swimmers find the egg and they bust a hole right inside, making the baby embryo. I'm happy to announce that we gave birth to a beautiful baby girl.
Yay!
Yes!
Woo!
Vivian Mariella Innocente on Friday, October 13th. God bless you guys. Thanks again for the support, and I look forward to seeing the confusion on my daughter's face when I call her to dinner by saying, Come down for moose soup later. All the best, Michael Innocenti. That's the correct pronunciation
yes,
of his
it
last
is.
Name.
Yes.
Next letter says, boys, I would like to wish my wonderful boyfriend, Mark, a happy 48th birthday. He's the best guy a girl could have. Loving, smart, handsome, and most importantly, he's the person who got me listening to TMOS. Thanks, guys, and keep bringing the funny. Christine in Vacaville, California. That's
yay,
wonderful.
Very cool.
I'm paranoid about pronunciations today. Is it Vacaville?
I think it's Vacaville.
Is it I always remember
it would
that
have to come. It would have to come from vacation, right?
Or Vaca.
I think it might
Oscar.
Be Vacaville.
Yeah, Vacaville.
Right. Well, California.
Not everything's in English.
Tomorrow on Wide Open Wednesday, call me and let me know how to pronounce that
nice.
Town because I feel like
vacation.
A dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony et al. Confessions of a Parasite. For many years, I had been enjoying the sweet comedy juices that flowed from Mike in every iteration of broadcast mediums. The rich comedy has made me come back time and time again. I had not missed a single episode of the podcast since it started, or had I?
Oh.
Aside from the occasional small purchase via the TMOS Amazon portal, I suddenly realized I was a parasite, a purple engorged and festering parasite. Then one day, Mike said they would be offering a pumpkin-spiced version of the bonus show. So I said to myself, self, you like pumpkin spice like so many other misguided rubes. It's high time you purchased that bonus show. So that's what I did.
Hey!
I have been binging on the TMOS bonus show ever since, along with my regular daily ingestion of TMOS. As a result, my own personal guilt is somewhat mitigated, yet I actually consume more TMOS. Therefore, I am prepared to offer my testimonial. The Mike O'Mara Pumpkin Spice Bonus Package may kill parasites or at least help reduce swelling and inflammation at the attachment point.
God. That's the grossest thing anyone has ever written.
You came up with the parasite campaign.
You're right.
And
you're
I think
right.
It's brilliant. Furthermore, I say to all my fellow and hopefully former parasites, get off your lazy asses and get that bonus show package. Fill your ears with rich TMOS pumpkin spice goodness. You won't regret it, and you will help reduce the inflammation left by other slackers. Seriously, though, love you guys. Long time. You have a growing following here in the Pacific Northwest. I know we do. I do what I can to spread the word. I hope you can find your way out this direction for a show someday. Thanks from Jim Colazar, Portland, Oregon, Maine's slightly less cute sister state.
Nice.
P.S. Rob, please feel free to edit as necessary. I not write to goodly sometimes. Thank you. Thank you. Wonderful letter.
If you highlight it,
one
it's so much better, right?
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
That's awesome.
Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and the gang, a year ago I wrote to request a birthday greeting for my amazingly hot Italian-Brazilian wife, Soraya.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh.
He put a picture in. Hold on. Daddy's got a
My goodness.
Oh, my God. Wow. Hi.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm here to tell you Soraya celebrated another birthday this past Monday and still has that new wife smell. God.
Ew.
And it is wonderful. Okay. Anyway, please help me wish the happiest of birthdays to my lovely wife, who has become a big fan of the show since coming to the United States about 2.5 years ago. I wonder if she sounds like Sofia Vergara.
Maybe.
You know? I picture that like that, you know. You come in the tub with me now. Your pal Jim Sanville of Lakeland, Florida. Hey, he's just up north.
Oh.
P.S. In case you think I'm exaggerating about Soraya, okay, we know you put the picture.
Yeah, it's very nice.
We know you have the hot.
Meet me
in
for drinks.
In case you think I'm exaggerating about Soraya, sniff for yourself when we see you in NOLA on November 4th.
Wow.
Ciao, ciao, and there she is.
Yes.
There's
who's
the
big
Soraya.
Winner?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exciting. Boy, I'll tell you, people are getting all ramped up for NOLA already. Jody
Dark
Pribble,
hands off.
Jody Pribble writes, long time listener from Sacramento. I've shared many of life's ups and downs with you guys. Dating back to the mid-90s, your witty repartee is as much a part of my day as a good BM. Well, it's nice to be compared to things, sir. Thanks for the fun, the passion, and the oversharing these last 20-plus years. Today, I cross over into my fall-apart 50s. I do not yet ask for a hip surgeon recommendation, but a simple and spectacular talk-up to a track by my favorite band and Carrie Spiewak's as well, Duran Duran. I'm wondering if Jack Cassidy is hanging around the studio today to do the honors. Love you, boys. Joe D., P.S. Rob, dealer's choice on the Duran Duran tune. Merci, JP. Editor's note, based on the lyric, dance into the fire, we'll do A View to a Kill.
Since it's Jack Cassidy, if Jack Cassidy is around to talk it up, one of the lyrics of A View to a Kill is "Dancing to the Fire," and he died in a fire.
Oh,
that's the connection.
Yeah,
he did die in a fire.
But is do you want to spin?
Or
yeah,
what?
I think we need to spin for that, right?
You know, all that effort with that letter.
Yeah.
Let's see. Cigarette lighter, cigarette lighter, cigarette lighter. There we go. Bring him in, Jack.
Jack Cassidy, hi boys.
Hi, Jack.
Are you ready to go to the Big Easy? Are you going ready to have muffaladas?
Jack, with your camera exposure, it looks like it's smoky already there.
Oh, sorry about that.
Sorry.
I believe Mr. O'Mara was taking an extra close look at Soraya. Jack Cassidy.
Jack, are you ready to talk up the record?
Yes, normally you give them to me because it's a bit of a challenge when you play them, Rob, because simply I have a slight delay. You understand the way that works? How come we didn't prepare?
We forgot, Jack. Totally slipped my mind.
It is
a 20-second intro.
Consistency, the hobgoblin of lazy minds. Let's do it. Lay it on me.
Washington's winner, all hit, WAVA.
Ah, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing quite like an afternoon in Beverly Hills, smoking a cigarette with a cigarette lighter, enjoying a nice scotch whiskey. I'm Jack Cassidy. I hope you're having a marvelous day. I'd like to send this one out to whoever it was that sent it to me. What's her name? Jody Pribble. Have a lovely day, Jody.
Nice.
And I even account for the delay.
You did a marvelous job
on that. To take
big
you.
Win.
Thanks. Thank you, Jody. Jack, you can leave now. Thank you, Jack.
But I want to stay.
Oh, no.
I want to stay, Mike O'Mara. I see you've got a feather duster in here.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Doing maybe prop comedy.
Jack Cassidy. Jack Cassidy!
So violent.
Anyway, I'll leave now.
You ciao. Want
me to? I talk to you, Jack. Your call.
I don't want to leave. Jack Cassidy!
Oh, he's leaving now.
Jack let his facial hair go.
Yeah. A little messy.
Hello, all. I would like to wish my brother Tommy Hood a happy birthday. I was self-centered last year, a self-centered C, and forgot to write in. This year, we will be meeting up in NOLA because of his generosity. We live on opposite coasts and talk about the show whenever we get a chance to connect. I can't wait to see the live show with him. Thank you for all that you do.
So cool.
And keep up the funny Susie Hood. Well, that's wonderful,
nice.
Susie.
Thank you, Susie.
Saying that to your brother, Susie. Hey, Susie. Brian Ladd writes, I'm writing to ask for birthday wishes. This Thursday is my birthday. I'm leaving my douchebag 30s and entering my so-what 40s. I would also like to wish my daughter, Becca, a happy 6th birthday. That, to me, is one of the great suburban names. Becca?
Becca!
Becca! Becca, that's not the right... You're supposed to wear the plaid skirt, not the khaki one to school today. Becca?
Are you too busy to say Rebecca? Is that the deal? So you have to just
Rebecca.
Say Becca?
Oh, she's 6. Hi, Becca!
Becca!
We love Becca. We love Becca. Becca, we Becca, love Becca, 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 Becca is 6. Very good. Could I please get the happy birthday song for my family? Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work. Well, I just gave it to you. P.S. Love your idea of recording my kids only with audio so they don't know they're being recorded. I love listening to old sounds that my daughter made. It is, Rob will tell you this, it's one of the greatest things you can
do. Best in the world.
Get your kid on tape and then play it like years later. It's the most fun. And I'm trying to, you know, get them all on tape and then record my own tape for, you know, when I'm going. Anyway, let's see. It's truly precious.
See you found the birds and the bees, son.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Here, let me tell you about college co-eds.
And the Griblies. In Tokyo.
And the Griblies that exist in college dormitories. I'm sorry.
Take
Mike,
a lime and do this.
Oh.
Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and interns, we have some verbose letters today.
We do.
How much editing do you do every week?
A lot. This could have easily been 10 or 11
pages. Keep
them
short, guys, please. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, interns, I'm a bonus show subscriber. And I've been a big fan since I first discovered the Don and Mike show almost 20 years ago. Throughout the years, I've laughed up more times than I probably should have, and I've also shed a few tears along the way. Thank you for sharing your lives with us and making the listeners feel like we're family. Today, my son Carson turns 14. Hi, Carson!
Yay, Carson!
Happy birthday!
He loves the show, and earlier this year, you helped us both keep our sanity as we endured a 28-hour round-trip drive to a soccer tournament. Oh, my travel teams. Each episode kept the laughter flowing, and Carson couldn't wait to get on the TMOS YouTube channel to see your faces and reactions in the episodes we just heard. I'm putting a few clams in the slot machine and hoping you can make this proud father happy. I have a strange fixation on Bing Crosby. We do today. It just
it happens, right?
On Bing Crosby's White Christmas. White Christmas is a family holiday favorite. I once played golf with his son, Nathaniel. God. This letter, my God. It would mean the world to me if Bing Crosby could extend birthday wishes to Carson on his special day and remind him to save some for dad now. Thanks again for all that you do. I look forward to many more years of sharing the funny with my son. Jason White, spelled W-I-G-H-T, of American Fork, Utah. We don't have a lot of listeners in Utah. Also,
American Fork is such a great name.
Mike, let's just bring Bing in. Can we just
do it? Let's do it. No, I was just going to say, we talked about this before the show. The fact that there's a new generation of listeners is amazing.
Yeah, love it.
Ba-ba-ba-boo. And even the ones that are dead, we like to say hi to. Because I'm up here in heaven saying, hey. Hey, how you doing there? I want to say hi to our very good friend, Carson. Hey, Carson. Bing Crosby here. Ba-ba-ba-boo. Listen, always listen to what your dad has to say, because you don't want him to give you what fur.
That's right.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-boo. That's right. But, you know, one morning you'll wake up after lipping off to your dad and you'll be going into your gym class and the coach will say, where'd you get all those bruises? And dad will say, I just didn't listen before he fell down the stairs.
Like a shame. Wow. Played golf with Nathaniel Crosby.
Was he bruised up, sir?
I believe the last letter.
Letter is special.
Okay. And finally, Ray Claus. Any relation?
To Santa?
I am a longtime fan and a bonus show subscriber. Your show has brought me laughter and joy throughout many a rough time. First, thanks to Rob for sharing some humor in his recent experience with his stepdad. I'm going through the exact same thing here with my own beloved stepfather. Your show is a beacon of levity in a depressing S-filled month. Thank you all so much. I would love it if you could just say my dad's name on the air. Sam Denton, like most fathers, was the greatest man who ever lived. His legacy will live on in the lives of his family, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Safe home, Sam Denton Sr. Now for the good news. Last fall, right when you announced it, I bought a live show ticket for me and my wife. Then last spring, she divorced me. Oh, boy. Which is a bitch move, if you ask me.
Same letter, right?
But okay. Yeah, same. All these letters. Yeah. All in.
Right.
I didn't want to let a good ticket go to waste, so I started banging one of her friends. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Who will be coming with me instead? It's been All right, does anything indicate what a party this is going to be?
This is going to be a good show.
In NOLA, who will be coming with me, the friend, instead. It's been an S-storm this year, but I'm coming to NOLA to laisser les bon terres rouler.
Woo, yeah!
Thanks for all you do, guys. Can't wait to see you in NOLA. Rob, start the show, you hump.
I used to be the life of the party. And so he said, that's where I put my thermometer. But then, everything changed. I couldn't laugh, feel joy. I also couldn't maintain an erection, but that's unrelated, I guess. It was horrible until I found Lexapro Mera. Everything got good again when I subscribed to the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Listening to explicit content and hilarious insights, too raunchy for the usual show, got me out of my sad hole.
Do you or a loved one suffer from chronic lack of humor in your life? Lexapro Mera may be right for you. 4 out of 5 doctors recommend Lexapro Mera, and the other doctor is a f***ing liar.
Subscribing to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show has been said to cure ailments like male pattern baldness, gout, moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, and will expand your life by 40 plus years.
Subscribing to the Bonus Show is the single best thing you can do for your mental health. So do it today. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it now. Do it. and I promise to never talk about my sad hole ever again.
The Best of O'Mara.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Best of the O'Mara Show, and I want to take a moment to remind you that the Fed has taken a more aggressive stance and announced that at least 2 interest rate hikes are likely in the future to offset inflationary concerns. Well, what does this mean to you? Well, whether it's a purchase or a refinance, the time to act is now. You need to call my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. So even if you're working with another company, you can use Cornerstone as a sounding board to make sure you're getting the best deal for you and your family. I mean, after all, they're a direct lender. That means they have their own money. That's how they can guarantee to meet or beat any competitor. Cornerstone First is closing purchases in as little as 3 weeks. That can help you differentiate yourself from other buyers, which in this competitive market can make a big difference between getting the home you want or not getting a home at all. The current ultra-low rates will ultimately go up, and with 20 years in the business and a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau, why would you call anyone else? Don't be stupid. Please, be smart. Call the professionals at Cornerstone First. They're standing by now at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Call now. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. And now, back to the Best of O'Mara.
Audio vault.
That's it.
Rob Spiewak with his
little sound.
I wanted to say thank you first off to Mike O'Mara, who put on a show for just me and Pony and Dan O'Brien yesterday, and we got to talk to Bert McFly a lot yesterday. It was good fun.
Well, now you went and did that. What'd you do that for?
Well, huh? I know you normally your show ends at 9, but I'm glad you stuck around to talk to us, Bert.
Yeah, I'm glad I stuck around, too.
How was your run with Diamond here in D.C.?
Oh, it's fantastic. We had a great time. I just came in from my echo chamber, but I just want to say it's great to be with you and Pony Boy and Dan O'Brien and Rob Spiewak and all the guys.
Are you watching The Celebrity Apprentice?
Yeah, Lovett Arnold is holding his own. And just the other night, he fired John Lovett. There's an enormous talent right there. Funny guy.
Bert, are you on Snapchat like all the youngsters are?
I sure am. Yeah, I'm on my 4th divorce, and
that's so sad.
Yeah, so that's right, Diamond.
Sally's gone.
Sally McFly. Hey, listen, this isn't my segment. This is yours, Rob. Take it away.
Mike, thank you for coming back in. There was a great moment on Morning Joe yesterday. They were interviewing Senator John McCain. He was outside in front of the Capitol. And I do believe they may have postponed his segment a little bit. This is how it started out.
Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona. Very good to have you on the show this morning, sir.
Thank you. I freezed my ass off.
Now, also,
he had to wait for so long.
Yeah, Los Angeles Chargers have named a new coach, Anthony Lynn. His first press conference was yesterday. He's off to a great start. Remember, they're the Los Angeles Chargers.
I am so proud to be the head coach of the LA Chargers.
They're the ones who signed the paycheck, buddy.
Man, just take all the crappy football teams in America and put them right into L.A. Just shoehorn them all into L.A.
It's a cottage industry.
Absolutely.
This I previewed for some of the boys before the show, Mike. I think you're going to like this. I call this Accent of the Day. This is a gentleman who was out at CES and decided to buy a backpack drone.
Ooh.
And see if you can spot the language here. I have a few guesses, but you're sort of a dialectician. I think you're going to enjoy the bewitching tone of this man's voice.
So I done it. I bought a backpack drone. I wanted a drone for hiking, for when I'm out walking. And I finally done it. I finally settled with the Parrot Bebop 2. Now, I could have bought the DJI Mavic. I know. Okay. Parrot Bebop 2, DJI Mavic. Are you crazy? Why did you buy the Parrot Bebop 2? Let me explain this, guys.
Okay, I have enough. But anyway, I think, what are you hearing?
It's Martian.
It's Martian?
It's Martian.
It's half Chinese, half Scottish.
Yeah, and I think there's some Irish in there.
There was an Asian element in there, and then a drone.
Which, Mike, reminds me of one of our past accent winners. I'd like to bring back, this is a trip down memory lane. Remember, ceramic knives. This voice, I maintain it might be computer generated.
Welcome to Yanjing King Double Ceramic Knives Manufacturer Company Limited, which is a specialist manufacturer and exporter of ceramic knives. We have advanced production equipment and superior technical personnel who has more than 10 years of ceramic knife making experience.
And remember, that's the take they chose. That's what they're using. So
everybody knows I'm a degenerate gambler. Yes. If you ever want to go into a casino, they're penny slots and look for dragons. Usually, if you see dragons on a penny slot, you will get that voice, especially
double
if you
dragon.
Get like the, you have reached the bonus level.
Yeah. Remember, we played that machine at the Las Vegas airport when we were all so powerfully hungover.
Yes.
And for a dollar, you could get like 30 lines.
Yes.
And it was like, no, 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 eat good, go, go, go.
I wonder why they would use, is it because it's just a cheap artificial voice that
maybe,
you don't have to pay rights to?
Because it doesn't sound human to me.
No, it honestly doesn't.
All right.
Speaking of degenerate gambling, aren't they building a hotel casino in Vegas now that is a complete Asian-themed hotel casino? That's actually
That wouldn't be far off, Mike, because there are charter jets that leave anywhere in China for Vegas on a regular basis.
Right. I think they're actually building an entire hotel, and not only are they going to cater to the Asian crowd, but they're also going to be a tourist trap for Americans. Now, Pony's raising his hand. Do you have it?
It's called the Lucky Dragon.
Yeah.
The Lucky Dragon. I would stay at the Lucky Dragon in a heartbeat. I would love it. It would be fantastic.
They have a great steakhouse there. It's called Super Terrific Happy Place, and it's delicious.
And it's got a cat out in front. Little kitty cat.
I'll have one lucky steak and two lucky shrimp cocktails.
That's exactly right. Lucky. Monkey, monkey, monkey.
All right, Mike. No, Mickey, Mickey, Mickey. How about this from a kids' TV show trying to explain what a record player is? This is an actual Disney cartoon.
What is going on with the mouse-eared mystery?
I think I figured it out. Those ears up there are really speakers.
It's Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
The floor is a record, which makes the whole place a big old record player.
A record player? What's that?
It's an ancient machine. A long, long time ago, folks used to play music on them.
Is yours up and running now, Mike? Is your ancient record playing machine? I just thought that was funny, especially you jumping into the
MICKEYMOUSE. It's the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Thank you.
Is that some of the screen time your son gets? Is that program?
Yes.
Yeah. You like it?
Thank you. Yes.
Really? It doesn't have Jimmy and Roy on it anymore, does it?
Do you have more little sounds? Come on. This is your segment. What's going on?
Come on, man. No more Asian jokes.
Are you doing your little sounds, for Christ's sake?
Wow, I thought you were singing. All right, we'll close with this. This is the CBS News, CBS This Morning. Jimmy Kimmel awarded them Segway of the Week.
Oh.
This is great broadcasting. All hail Charles Rose.
Congratulations are in order for Charlie Rose and the gang over at CBS This Morning, unwittingly provided us today with a truly stellar edition of the Segway of the Day.
You're smiling awful hard now. So
you're
just
kind of giggly.
Yes, very giggly and giddy today.
Ms. O'Donnell. I was.
Yes, that's right.
Well, maybe it's...
I'm just happy.
What are we missing, Charlie?
I don't know. It's just giggly.
It says Charlie in the prompt.
Okay.
Now. I'm Charlie Rose with Gail King and Miss Nora O'Donnell.
At
least six people are dead after a dangerous ice storm.
I'm sure that's how they would want to be remembered.
That is your magic audio ball.
Hello, everybody. This is Bob Barker. And yes, I'm still alive. When I was hosting The Price is Right from Television City in Hollywood, we played a lot of pricing games. Barker's Bargain Bar, Hole in One, Punch a Bunch, Grocery Game, Golden Road, Plinko, and of course the lamest one of all, the bonus game. I hated the bonus game. If you want a good bonus, why not try the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show? It's a commercial-free, uncensored 6 hour of TMOS every week. Blah, blah, blah. I like when they say bad words. That's how much it meant to me. You can buy it at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's a fun way to support TMOS. Thank you. And don't forget to help control the internet population. Have your podcasters spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody.
The best of O'Mara.
watched it on apps like Periscope. The quality of those streams may not be great, but then again, you don't always get what you pay for either. Yesterday, Showtime was hit with a class action lawsuit by customers who streamed the fight legally. Apparently, a lot of people paid $100 only to see grainy video with buffering issues and other problems.
I had that issue with the guys from Big O and Dukes. We sat there and just stared at a screen that said 503 error, or maybe 502 error. And we're
you got to get your money back. For that money, you have to get your money
back. Oh, you don't think I wrote in? I wrote in. And you know what? I got, excuse the volume of messages. We'll get back to you within 48 hours.
Dear pay-per-view, we are extremely disappointed with the service we have
and
received.
This is what will get you, Mike. The UFC forces you. That's where I bought it through, right?
Right.
The UFC forced you to buy a $9.99 monthly recurring to UFC TV in order to get the HD signal on
streaming.
Was
that what they did?
Like, or you would
the greed is unprecedented.
And
the
they
greed,
didn't
it's a
deliver.
Scum business. Yeah. It's a scum business, and they didn't deliver because they were thinking more about their counting.
They
had the money
one
in their
job.
Bank.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sucks. It's and it's not cool. And I hope they get every nickel out of it. As you probably heard, the city of Houston isn't having the best time right now because of all the flooding from Hurricane Harvey, and the Texas Rangers might be making it worse. This seems to be the theme of these two stories, greed and not helping your fellow man out. The Rangers have two series coming up with the Houston Astros. The first one starts tonight, and it was supposed to take place in Houston. The second one is a home series for the Rangers in Arlington starting September 25th. Well, the Astros, rightly so, went to the Rangers and asked if they could switch so both teams
perfect
would still
sense.
Be able to play on their home turf, with this week's game shifting to Arlington and the September series moving to Houston. The Rangers refused. I want names. I want names, really. Here's what they said. They said swapping the games wouldn't be fair to their fans who had tickets for September. Jesus. I mean, really.
Unreal.
They did make an offer, though. They offered to steal Houston's home field advantage and host both series in Arlington.
Naturally.
Isn't that, I mean, in this time to pull that, I don't know who's responsible for this with the Texas Rangers, but I want to hear more about it because they need to be called out. It's crap.
And you know what? It's not just stealing the home field advantage. It's seven more games of concessions, seven more games of parking. It's everything greed. Yeah.
The Astros, by the way, refused that. So this week's games between the Rangers will be held at a neutral location, Trop Field, in Tampa Bay. There's been a pretty huge online backlash. Continue it.
Yeah.
Let them know. Let them know at the
this
Rangers.
This just in, don't... Mike, the Washington Redskins say, we want in.
Yeah, exactly. That's Snyder-esque, isn't it?
It is. Truly.
Absolutely. So Snyder-esque. The seventh season finale of Game of Thrones attracted a series best 12.1 million viewers for its initial broadcast. If you include replays and streaming, that number climbs to 16.5 million people.
Wow.
And when you include DVR numbers and other on-demand viewing, the final number is expected to be in the neighborhood, are you ready for this, of 33 million viewers.
Wow.
You know, when you're going to attract, turn your radios down if you don't. This is really not a spoiler.
Okay.
But I will tell you this. If you want to attract 33 million viewers, you probably shouldn't have a plot that my four-year-old son could write and predict. Using that metric, this season has been averaging just under 31 million viewers.
I don't know. I sure like it.
It's about 8 million more than the show. I love it too, but it's, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, did you not? Have you watched it all?
Yeah,
are you
yeah,
caught
of
up?
Yeah, of course. Saw it when it first
did you,
ran.
Did you not? Well, I watched. I DVR'd it. Watched it
you
last.
You fell asleep. You told
it.
Us. Yes.
I fell asleep. Well, I finished it yesterday. Did you not? Could you not have written what
but
happened?
Mike. We're watching dragons fly around.
I understand.
I don't expect for my skirt to blow up every time they put an episode.
Okay, but let me
it's
ask you this.
Land.
Excuse me, Mr. Defend the Successful. Let me tell you this. Don't you believe that we have on that particular show that the audience has in the past been tremendously and rewardingly surprised by the
yeah,
plot twist.
But see, I know too much about this, Mike. I know too much. Not because I've read the books. It's because they're condensing what essentially should be four more seasons in my mind.
Right.
Into
why
two
are they
seasons.
Why are they bagging it? I don't know. I don't follow it closely enough.
Why well, they, no, they're well, they're
why,
not.
Why
they're
aren't
not,
they giving us four more
they're
seasons?
They're not bagging it. It's just the idea of them making four more seasons. That's not something the writers or the producers of the show want to do. They're just putting it all together into two more,
condensing
one more after
it.
This, and that's
I
it.
I think that's they cheated us. That sucks. Anyway, but
well,
but
George R.R. Martin can't get by in his looks forever.
He can't even write the next book.
I know. He's lazy.
And that is a lovely skirt, Oscar.
Thank you.
using the metric, this season's been averaging 31 million. That's about 8 million more than the show's sixth season.
Rob, you would like this. I don't know why you're so anti Game of Thrones.
Hold on. This bulletin just in, ladies and gentlemen, from Marcus Serta.
Oh.
Mike, sorry I missed your call. I'm free Thursday.
We'll see if we can work him in.
Who?
Just keep talking when I'm sneezing. Thank you very much. That's when I'd like you to fill a hole.
Right. Not,
you know, thank you very much. Anyway, Marcus Serta will be free Thursday.
Thursday.
If you want to talk, hope the shows are going well this week. I look forward to catching
you. You're so
up
busy.
It's our new feature, Thursday. Serta Thursday.
It's Monday.
Anyway, Game of Thrones, very popular, if you were wondering. moving right along. If you're not expecting a delivery or friends, there's really no reason to answer your doorbell, right?
True.
As I see, it's just someone trying to sell you something or borrow something or murder you. Apparently, I'm not alone in my desire to avoid random moments of human contact because, according to a new survey, 54% say they don't like answering when somebody rings the doorbell. 54, over half of us don't like.
Well, I don't like it.
I don't mind it. I actually really don't mind it.
It's That's human contact for you, Mike.
54%.
It's another autograph seeker.
No.
Excuse me.
I like it. I run to the door. Hello.
Hi.
Who are you? Yes, thank you.
And it's now pronounced Coldman.
Celine.
The last story was not pre-read and was not the way Mike really feels.
Moving right along, now a little something, something, a 33-year-old woman named Marjorie Ann Dayrider. She's from Great Falls, Montana. She called 911 on Friday, and the reason was she'd just done some bad meth. And she wanted to complain.
Oh, no.
The word
911. She said it left, quote, a bad taste in her mouth. And she wanted some help. So a cop went over to her place, and Marjorie told him she does meth three times a day, every day, and has never had this reaction before. Like it's a doctor's note. And she still had some of the meth in her bra if they wanted to test it.
Oh, there. Bra
meth.
I bet
that smells good, doesn't it? She handed it over, and the cops arrested her for felony narcotics possession. Hello, Marjorie. Anyway, that's why I always say to our listeners, and it's a public service, always check the freshness date on your meth.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.